Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Into another hour of DGV Health during the week and on the weekends. Lots of people have lots of questions, and we have two professionals to offer lots of answers. Some of them are not in agreement with each other. I'm talking about answers to questions. Jack Stockwell, who is a noted Nooka chiropractor, he has a website called theforbiddendoctor.com in which a lot of things are put into perspective from his own research, and then his Nooka practice is highlighted by his website, jackstockwell.com. And Nooka, for those of you who may be new to the circumstances, is the practice of creative chiropractic. How do you like that, Jack? Mm. Neck, shoulders, that area of your body and how it needs special attention. So, yeah, actually, people are trained specifically in the standards, the certification. Jack's involved in that, of people who want to be that sort of specialist. So, mm-hmm. And is very specialized. Jack comes to us from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and his wife, Mary, are responsible for lots of research, lots of information that you can get. And that's really what we're all about here. This radio show is all about information helping you out. And so away we go. The first question, I was talking with you about needing some magnesium lactate, which is a product from Standard Process. There are lots of different magnesiums on the market. We're told, I remember this from many years ago, the magnesium is necessary for good sleep. It's very helpful. In my case, I take it because you told me to.
Yeah.
But Mary told me to. But it does deal with cramps. I have lots and lots of cramps and have for much of my adult life. So magnesium seems to settle that in potassium. So why does selenium, potassium, and magnesium go together, Jack?
Well, the reason they go together is that just as we live in the community of microbes that we can't see, but we're in this community, they're inside of us, they're all around us. Mm-hmm. Our food comes out of soil that also has a community aspect to it. And the whole reason of plants...
Yeah.
Is to take the minerals out of the soil and the energy of the sun, convert it into a carbohydrate form that the body can easily absorb. So if you get food, vegetables, or something that ate those vegetables from a mineralized soil, you're going to get selenium, you're going to get potassium, you're going to get calcium, you're going to get magnesium. In an interesting combination that nature has provided for us all along. Now, there's some areas of the planet that have greater concentrations of certain kinds of minerals than others, like the Kentucky bluegrass. Kentucky bluegrass is loaded with phosphorus, whereas the grass up in Wisconsin is loaded with calcium. Calcium slows things down. That's why we have cattle, just huge cattle farms in Wisconsin, because the calcium that's in there gives us nice, contented cows. The horses that are loaded up with phosphorus because of the bluegrass in Kentucky are jumpy. Phosphorus amps up our sympathetic aspect of our nervous system, and it makes us jumpy, makes us nervous.
Really?
If you took the cow, yes, right.
Remember Don Knotts?
Yes. Right, too much phosphorus. If you took the cows from Wisconsin and put them into the Kentucky bluegrass, and you took the racehorses from Kentucky and put them up there in Wisconsin, you'd have a different outcome in the horse races and cows that are not able to produce the quantity of milk that you want. Yeah, so, but when it comes to humans, most of the foods that we eat are usually coming from commercial farmland. And because it's coming from commercial farmland, it has a balance of these minerals that does not follow Mother Nature.
Mm-mm. And but so chemical stuff from Monsanto and that
exactly. Yeah. That's why we need to shop as best we can for organic.
Now, the reason that I brought that up is because Al Peterson, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, on our main network, at our main originating network, Radio America, asked you about magnesium. I was telling you that I needed some magnesium lactate, and so he asked you to explain the difference between regular magnesium that you'd find, and I'm not sure how much of it is synthetic that's produced today, versus things that come like from standard process that are natural. So what is it that he or others have to look out for when it comes to making sure that they're doing the best thing they can for their body?
Most of the bottles of mineral supplementation that you can get in grocery stores and most health food stores have about 50 to 75 cents worth of material inside that bottle. That's going to be sold for $30, $40, $50 per bottle.
Good God, that's amazing.
Because they're going to use the cheapest form of that, because the average buyer, the average subscriber to alternative healthcare stuff doesn't research it any more than they research the latest medical research. They just take it for granted. And so, for example, the mountains out here, and you've seen our mountains as you've visited us many times. These mountains are mostly calcium carbonate. It's chalk and shale and these kinds of rock material in the mountains, interspersed with some granite formations here and there. But the reason those mountains are there is because calcium carbonate is not easy to break down. So it lasts for millions upon millions upon millions of years. Now, the average calcium or average magnesium supplement that you buy in the health food store is going to be calcium chloride or magnesium oxide, forms that are so easy and cheap to make in a laboratory or a plant somewhere that is very difficult for the body to absorb this stuff. Now, when you take something like calcium chloride is 11 enzymatic steps away from being calcium bicarbonate, which is the only form of calcium your body can use anyway. But calcium bicarbonate is in a liquid form. And so we take whatever form of calcium we can get, and calcium in plants is in the form of calcium lactate. It's just lactic acid plus calcium. That is only one step, enzyme step away from becoming a usable form of calcium in the body. But the most popular form out there is 11 steps away. So you don't absorb much of it. So when you can find minerals, and that's the kind we represent, that are in a form that appear in food, then you find you don't need nearly as much because you get greater bioavailability and absorption.
Bioavailability. All right, Al, there you have the explanation. A lot of people listening have heard the same question asked of many doctors, especially if they're dealing with supplementation, and that's a lot of what goes on at Jack and Mary's, their clinic in Salt Lake. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is where you find lots of this info and the recent podcasts. We'll get to some of that. More helpful information, answers to your questions, looking at studies, that sort of thing. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Did you know that MyPillow is more than just a pillow manufacturing company? Everything they have that has the MyPillow label is given the same attention to detail as the pillows themselves. Sheets. Just go through the product line they have online at MyPillow.com, the catalog that has all of the sheets, all the mattress stuff, certainly all the information about their pillows, bathrobes they have now. It's a myriad of things. And you can save by using the DJV code from 30 to 65%, depending on what you're buying. So if you need new sheets, go to MyPillow.com. Get that 60-day money-back guarantee on the sheets. Need new slippers? That's cool. If you need new absorbent towels that actually work, find those at MyPillow as well. Right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's at MyPillow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Anyone can get COVID, even doctors. Just ask Dr. Gina Conflitti, the Chief Medical Officer for Medicare Advantage Products at Cigna.
I contracted the virus late last year, and I faced months of recovery. Please, don't let your guard down. Follow safety procedures and get vaccinated as soon as possible. We can only move forward if we do it together.
Learn more at Cigna.com/coronavirus.
Now that all people age 12 and up are eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, the American Medical Association urges everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. What's more, despite their differences, all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective. In fact, the best one is the first one that's available to you. The AMA also says to continue taking precautions against infection and to follow the updated guidance from local health departments and from the CDC.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Moving back into the realm of interesting and important and compelling information from Dr. Jack Stockwell, the podcast that you have, I like to point out or to sort of get an overview, a syllabus, if you will, of what you talk about. I know that oftentimes you do get into the weeds, but when it comes to the business of COVID and sort of the paranoia. I was very upset because of the businesses that were closed. I didn't think that that was the appropriate way to deal with all of this. A lot of stuff that was supposedly science that wasn't. And so under the circumstances, we're coming out of it. There's a lot of talk about the variant, the Delta variant. How much attention should we pay to that?
Well, viruses, that's the nature of a virus. There's constant mutation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything you pick up is going to be, by the time it passes through your system and into somebody else, either through, you know, breath or hand touch or whatever, or coughing, sneezing, whatever, it's already changed from the form that you got it. And so when you find out that there's a tremendous amount of vaccine hesitancy going on around the planet, not just in this country, but in other countries, I mean, India is really in trouble right now. Not in trouble, but they're putting their foot down about no. Same thing with sub-Saharan Africa. They're saying, we don't want any of this stuff. Get the hell out of our country. Suddenly, you're going to have to scare the people like you did a year and a half ago with some new paranoia.
Well, but the argument comes forth. I know, but the argument comes forth. You have come out on the losing end of the argument, even though you have been very passionate about it, and the stuff that you talk about makes sense. But when it comes to sort of looking at where things have diminished, the problem has diminished, those people who have had the vaccine and in those circumstances have kind of calmed us all down. Is this all just a big lie?
Well, look at the number of people who've got the vaccine who are coming down with COVID.
I don't know.
Well, it's a tremendous percentage. It doesn't matter what vaccine, any of them. The mRNA or
well, what's the solution then? And that's the frustration here.
The solution.
Having a strong immune system is great, but people aren't eating well and they don't take care of themselves. So then what do you just say? Screw you. We're going to let everybody die.
Yeah. What's the major demographic that's dying from this?
Mostly old people who are infirmed to begin with, although they'll point at young kids and they'll talk about people in their 40s that get it, that kind of stuff.
Thank you. Yes.
So let's hold on to this. We'll continue with this thread and lots of other things as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Dr. Jack is here. One of the things that the last podcast, our podcast that we have up right now at djvhealthshow.com, is a focus on how politics has captured medicine. And I agree with you 100%. I think Fauci's a phony. I think there are a lot of people who have had connections to big medicine, big pharma, whatever, who have made a ton of dough out of all of this. And you explain how that works and things that people who believe what you believe have learned out of this pandemic. I think, and that's the part of what it is, that is the conversation, the most recent podcast. You can get our podcast, because there are two of them, the one that Jack and I do together at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. We talk about ion gut health. Gut health is very important to the whole gut strengthening mission that Jack and Mary are on, so it's important to listen to that sort of discussion as well. And from that, you develop a good immune system. And so if we get enough people to think that way, but that's the thing, you're swimming upstream against lots of information from people who have a lot more money than you do to get the message out. I mean, that's kind of what it boils down to.
Sure.
Yeah. You're on, you know, you're high on a mountaintop. Listen to me.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that money isn't at the heart and core of this thing.
Right. Well, but if it is, if it wasn't, let's just say we didn't have a vaccine, what would have happened?
The same thing that happens every flu season. People who are over the age of 70, by and large, who have comorbidities, who are in nursing homes, in long care facilities, whatever else, are the ones who are most susceptible to the flu every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it progresses to pneumonia.
But there wasn't much flu this last season. It was all attributed to COVID, all the people who died.
That's right. They called them COVID deaths. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
And so when you have something that under the age of 70 that has a 99.98% chance of surviving, why would you want to be part of an experiment that's still ongoing? It's all experimental. The vaccines still are not approved. They're being administered under an emergency use authorization. There is no approval from the FDA yet, and there probably won't be for another year or so till they've gathered enough information that, you know, I'm just going to sit back and wait and watch.
Okay, so let's say you have heart disease, you have cancer, you have immune problems. Some people who have immune problems are being advised to get a third shot. That'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But anyway, folks who are suffering who do have, I mean, there are a lot of people who have cancer in this country. A lot of people have heart disease. Mm-hmm. And their immune system is compromised by definition. So they're never going to get a strong immune system. Should they not be taking this either, you know, under the circumstances?
One of the first, one of the things we've learned about vaccines over the last several decades is that they're an immune dysregulation drug anyway.
What does that
mean? Always mess up the immune system. Because
but if you've already got an immune, so you're saying you're compounding the problem by taking the vaccine if you have a compromised
immune system? For the most part, and there is no RNA or vaccine that has ever worked. I mean, even the FDA and the CDC admit that. No RNA vaccine, because the RNA only lasts for nanoseconds inside the body. The mRNA, when it's artificially made, that you have in Pfizer and Moderna, lasts and lasts and lasts. It's completely different than normal physiological response.
So isn't that good?
What if it makes the cells of your body start producing the spike A protein, which is what it's supposed to do? The spike A protein is the thing that they're trying to do with the vaccine, so that your body produces the vaccine itself. That's the whole idea behind it. Tal Zaks, who's the medical director of Moderna, said this very clearly 4 years ago, that this is the whole idea behind this, that we've rewritten the software of life so that your body itself makes the vaccine.
Well, we have plenty of stuff that alters our natural. Look at the Juul cigarettes and the e-cigarettes and all that stuff altering. We eat things that alter our body chemistry. So that's all around. It's interesting how you explain it that way. DJB Health, Dr. Jack and Doug, continue.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from the CDC shows that the Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States. Delta now accounts for more than 51% of new infections in the country, with some areas in the Midwest harder hit, seeing up to 80% of new infections attributable to Delta. President Biden says the fast spread of the strain will hopefully be a motivator for people to get vaccinated.
It seems to me it should cause everybody to think twice. And it should cause reconsideration, especially in young people, who may have thought that they didn't have to be vaccinated, didn't have to worry about it, didn't have to do anything about it up to now. But the good news is that our vaccinations are highly effective. Fully vaccinated Americans have a high degree of protection, including against this Delta variant.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Health officials are expressing concern over a newer variant of the coronavirus, first identified in Peru and designated the Lambda variant. The World Health Organization has deemed Lambda a variant of interest as it's been identified in 30 countries so far, mostly in Latin America. Dr. Jeremy Faust is an instructor at Harvard Medical School and tells CBS News that he sees the new variant following the track of other variants, and vaccinated people will likely still be protected against severe illness from COVID.
So far, with every variant we've had, we have Alpha, Beta, we've heard of Delta, all these different viral variants, that it seems that the vaccine still protects against the thing that matters most, which is severe disease and getting to the hospital, to that level of sickness. So my guess is that we'll see maybe the same thing again, which is that, yeah, in a lab petri dish environment, the virus is a little bit able to squiggle away its way away from those antibodies that the vaccine gives us, but not so much that it actually causes a problem. That's my hope, because that's what's happened so far with the other variants, and I expect the science community to test that very, very soon.
And the Phoenix Suns have taken the opening game of the NBA Finals, beating the Milwaukee Bucks 118-105. Phoenix's Chris Paul led all scorers with 32 points. Devin Booker added 27. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, back with Dr. Jack, second half hour of DJV Health with Dr. Jack this week. So let's talk about the Pope and go down the other road that you're an expert in. That is the gap, the gut, his colon condition. He had a disorder that I can't really pronounce. It's apparently fairly common and very treatable. Would he, if he were practicing your routine as a GAPS practitioner, healthy gut stuff, would he have had the problem?
Well, I would love to be able to take care of him. Now, the I don't think there's enough numbers. Oh, stenotic diverticulitis.
There you go.
Symptomatic stenotic diverticulitis.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, well, the diverticulum is at the very, you know, how the colon, the small intestine joins the large intestine, and that's area called the cecum. And it's on the right side of your lower, you know, stomach. It comes up the right side, goes across underneath your rib cage, and drops down the left side. And as it gets to the bottom, it goes into the diverticulum before it hits the rectum, the sigmoid and the rectum. And it becomes a catch point for seeds and undigested proteins and a lot of different things that can collect in there that can become very inflammatory. And when you have stenotic, stenosis is where it gets very, very closed down on itself.
if you can imagine a garden hose trying to put water to a brown area in the grass, and you go out there and you step on that hose till it's about three-fourths closed, that would be a stenotic hose. So when you get the diverticulum that's carrying this stuff that's trying to turn into a solid mass to be excreted from the body, starts getting narrower and narrower and narrower because of the constant chronic inflammation, you end up with what's called a stenotic diverticulum. Now, the itis just means it's inflamed. Mm-hmm. So when you have symptomatic, which is a funny word to put in there because obviously it's symptomatic, you're going to end up with a very narrow diverticulum when you've got a big intestine feeding that area and it gets into a smaller and smaller area. It's going to back up. You're going to have pressure. It's going to be very painful, and it's hard to get any material through there, and it's going to lead to chronic constipation, which leads to a lot of other problems. So what they have to do is they're going to go in there and take a piece of the gut. They're going to have to cut that area out and take another piece of the gut to replace it so that he won't have a diverticulum anymore.
Yeah.
But at least he'll be able to move the mass through his body.
Yeah. All right, so here's... You're going to get a big kick out of this. Because I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I do a weekly program called the American Family Farmer that is in league with the health show that I do, separate but equal inputs in how to make your life better for weekend programming. So anyway, one of the sources that I use, because I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy,
sure.
I saw a solution to the Pope's problem by having us as humans somehow or other get a hold of the same bacteria in our stomach as cows have in their stomach. The only problem is that cows have four stomachs, and I'm not sure in which order all of the stuff is done, but when the rumen is made and then it comes out the other end, we all know how helpful it is to the soil. At least if we've got half of a brain, we know what happens. But the bacteria that's created, do we have access? Can we actually create, I guess that's the question, can we create healthy bacteria in our body? People say take, eat yogurt or things, maybe you take supplements, but what other foods that interact with our juices in our stomach create this bacteria?
The more we eat an ancestral diet, which includes meat, fish, dairy, eggs, and spices, the more the microbiome in our gut adapts to those kinds of foods. I know you disagree with me on this, but animal products are the easiest products for your body to digest. The vegetarian industry...
I don't disagree necessarily because I have more respect for you than that. I just don't do it.
Now,
because the cows are my friend and I don't eat my friends.
Well,
and
I appreciate that.
The
what
way
you
cows
talk about.
Are, I mean, chickens are processed. They're huge. The way that most of the chicken gets that you see in the supermarket or in the go to Chick-fil-A or wherever it is, that stuff is such garbage.
Oh, it is. Any commercially raised product like that is loaded with antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides.
Oh, they'll tell you that they aren't, but that they give you hormones. They give these the stuff that you eat, the breast chicken or whatever it is that you eat at Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or any good restaurant. Those are 90-day birds. They come in as chicks into the barn. They are fed all kinds of things. They don't move. They can't do anything. Basically, their minds, they don't have any. So they just keep eating.
Very unnatural
diet. Bigger.
Yeah.
And in 90 days, 93, 94 days, they run them through the 36 to 40,000 in each barn. And they just have somebody run through there with a chainsaw. And you can imagine what happens after that. So I wouldn't touch that crap with a 10-foot pole.
No, and if you have a chicken that is allowed to run free in the farmyard, eating insects, eating flowers, herbs, everything it runs across, the meat on that bird is far smaller, much smaller than the meat in commercial chickens, as you're pointing out there. Same thing with turkey, the same with any kind of commercially raised poultry, because of the stuff that they're fed to cause unnatural growth of the meat. And, of course, it's sold by the pound, so that's what they're trying to achieve.
Right.
But the birds that are allowed to run free, the little bit of meat that they have compared to the commercially raised is far more nutritious than what you're going to get with the stuff you just described perfectly. I mean, that was a perfect description of what happens with commercially raised meat, whether it's poultry or pork or beef or lamb or any of the rest of it.
Yeah, it's really
including
pretty
fish.
Easy. Yeah, right. All right, well, anyway, here we go into the world of your imagination. I want to talk about what is going on in the CBD department and some other things that you recommend as we continue here. This is the DJV Health Program, Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on those of you who have celiac disease or the lesser problem of having a gluten intolerance, which then will develop, as Jack will tell you, it can easily develop into a serious health condition called celiac disease, another problem of the gut. So when you eat gluten, you're likely to develop this disease. Sometimes it goes from person to person in the family. You get sick digestive symptoms. You know, you get, when I've had it, it becomes like heartburn, and it's just very uncomfortable. Sometimes 3 or 4 hours it lasts. Here's what you do to fix that problem. If you like breads, I love sandwiches. I have lobster sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I have sometimes tomato and tomato, grilled cheese and tomato sandwiches. I love to have sandwiches. They have the breads that are to die for at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com. Find out how you benefit, how you feel better, and you actually, your body will work better having this gluten-free product. There's no preservative. That's why it works. Jack will tell you all day long, no preservatives equal much better for your gut. That's plain and simple. All the breads are made that way, the buns, the rolls, the cookies. So check out if you go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, check out what they have to offer in terms of the product line. Try some of it, see if you don't love it. Use the DJV code for a big discount. I think 15% comes off, 100% money-back guarantee. It's just yummy, and it's healthy. Those things are great together. The taste is great, and the health benefits are great. So help yourself. That's ebonsbakehouse.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell. I was noticing there's a lot of Kevin Costner interviewing going on now because of the hit show Yellowstone that he's in. He is actually someone who practices a very direct regimen with his eating habits, and he's very, very, and he has, as a matter of fact, he has his own CBD line. And the drug companies don't like that at all because it gets a lot of publicity for having it. And he talks about what it has done for him. His products have become very popular. They're available all over the place. But there's a lot of good CBD stuff on the market. I think that Standard Process has some, doesn't it? Some of the stuff that's there. It's just, why does it make so much sense, Jack? Give us 60 seconds on why CBD oil makes so much sense.
Well, interestingly enough, you have cannabidiol. The CBD is cannabidiol. And you have cannabidiol receptor sites throughout the entire body. So as we have developed and progressed in whatever evolutionary scale we've gone through on this planet, along with the plant kingdom, for some reason, we have cannabidiol receptor sites in the brain, in the heart, in the lungs, in the cardiovascular system, the digestive system, the reproductive system. And so this is a well-known to be a part of our own physiology. And when we bring things into our body that's adaptive to our physiology for whatever reason, you're going to have some kind of an effect as a result of its presence. CBD is very anti-inflammatory. That's the, so there's a lot of people who take this for pain, for inflammation, for irritation, for arthritis, but it doesn't have the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, which is the main psychoactive aspect that's found in cannabis.
Marijuana stuff.
That's
right.
Stuff that gets you high.
Right.
So the CBD oil doesn't have that. I think by, it's either federal or state laws. I know here in Utah, it has to have less than
0.3%. 0.3, yeah.
You have THC, which you're not going to get any sensation from that at all. But it's obviously it's gaining momentum everywhere because it can relieve pain. It reduces anxiety and depression. What else does it do? It helps to alleviate cancer related symptoms. A lot of people. And it has an ameliorative effect throughout the entire body, especially with its anti-inflammatory qualities.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, where's it come? What kind of soil is it being grown in? Because you, as a farmer, you know darn well the plant is no better or no more producing of health than the soil that it comes out of. Is it a highly mineralized soil, or is it soil that's got 2 inches of topsoil and nothing but a bunch of chemicals to try to make it look good?
Mm-hmm.
So the stuff the Standard Process uses is an oil that's been around for a long time that comes out of Europe. They eventually want to grow their own, but until now it's coming out of Europe because it's one that's been known for a long, has a good name behind it.
Right.
But there's a lot of good stuff that's being produced inside the States now. Now, I don't know about Kevin Costner's product.
Yeah.
But the thing is, does it work? That's the thing that sells the product in the first place.
That's it.
Does it work?
Right. Now, let's talk about something. Speaking of things that come out of the States, your ageless thyroid product that you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com, that is your
back in
product.
Stock. Yes.
And so and the stuff has been hard to get that you make it out of, and I guess that's been true of a lot of things. You developed a proprietary combination, if you will, a formula for the long-life energy enzymes and the ageless thyroid, and this is stuff that helps, in addition to what we were just talking about, this just helps to sort of keep it together. Doesn't that mean...
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
It's food for your entire emotionally-based hormonal system.
Yeah.
It's what makes us human, and that's what the ageless thyroid is designed to do. And the ingredients come from New Zealand, from India, the United States, and we would not compromise. When we were told there was a problem with the harvest, and they said, well, we can get some stuff here in the state. No. We will wait until we get the optimum products so we have optimum quality. And it links the whole emotional system back together to provide you with your humanity.
Find it at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you'll find also the podcast, a lot of great information, and the newsletter. Sign up for Jack and Mary's newsletter at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to continue our focus on your health and well-being with the input of Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the members of the DGV Health Gang. Is that right, gang? The DGV
sure.
Health. You like that? Show yeah. Maybe is better. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're the gang leader.
Yeah. Brought to you by the folks that to bring you Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. The continuing focus on masks. Mask mandates. I don't know. This seems, I'm interested to see what this study has revealed, but I also think that in terms of masks being worn now, the idea, maybe it's, what is the old expression, close the barn door after the horse is out or the cows are out. In this circumstance, even though it's a new study, it does seem to reflect on things that have gone by the board. You see once in a while people wearing masks. Do you see in Utah where you are, Jack runs a clinic in Salt Lake City, a medical clinic that he and his wife have been running for years. He has lots of folks from all over the country that come to visit him, and certainly in Salt Lake as well. So are you seeing, Utah has been a hotbed of sort of the naysayers anyway, right?
Oh, yes. It's always been a collection of mavericks, a collection. Yeah. You know,
the Mormons have never strived to get along with the other people's thinking.
Well, in Salt Lake, the whole Salt Lake area, the Mormons make up about 30% of the population.
Oh,
and
okay.
there are literally hundreds of people every month coming in here from California that is pushing that percentage.
Moving into the area. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so you know, the mask thing, the reason this study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association caught my attention is because it was a German study. Now, if it had just been a plain old American study, I probably would have passed over it and not given it a second thought, except that it underscored and underwrited some of the things that I've been saying. But when the Germans come out and say, hey, we've done this study and these kids that are forced to wear a mask all day long are inhaling at least 300% more carbon dioxide than is legally allowed. Not 300% more than the kids who aren't wearing a mask. 300% more than what is legally allowed in a school classroom for children to be exposed to.
All right. So is this something that does have impact because in some circumstances, I'm just thinking about what my grandson is doing. He's going off to camp today, no mask requirement. Outside, for heaven's sakes, why would you wear a mask outside anyway? The going to school in August and no mask required. But that's, you know, the Californians have been just on the opposite side of that for most of this whole thing. But I'm sure there are places where the children will be forced to wear masks. I can't imagine what the circumstance would be. But at any rate, this is a well-founded warning, I guess, as much as anything else.
Well, I think so. I think that's a good way to put it. And you started off the conversation asking if anybody out here was still wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, most of my patients, of course, are adults, but I've got a pretty big pediatric practice. And I would say the majority of people wearing masks are people that are aged 15 to 30.
Really?
So there's only one person that sticks out in my mind right now that I see maybe once every 2 months that was still wearing a mask a couple of weeks ago, who's probably in her late 40s, early 50s. Everybody else, no, nobody's wearing a mask.
What does she say to you because you don't require it, in fact, in your office? Jack, by the way, is a Nuka chiropractor and well-known GAPS practitioner. So there's two things that are functional realities in his office. Getting yourself adjusted, the neck and the shoulders and stuff, is the specialty of the Nuka chiropractors. But also the focus on your gut. You and your wife are very big on that, and that's what a lot of the practice is, correcting how you feel by addressing what's in your gut. So anyway, the people that come in there more or less buy into what you say.
Sure. Sure they do. And a lot of them listen to my local radio show. So I've talked about the science and what's left of science. But I've talked about this weekly for the last year and a half. And, some of them don't agree with me. Some of them do.
Yeah.
But the more that they hear from outside sources, not me, but other sources, that masks are really, it's really kind of silly. And it's the flip-flopping that they get from the WHO, CDC,
right.
That they get from the NIH.
Yeah.
It's not just, well, if we can't really trust what you're saying about a mask, what else can we not trust?
Yep, it's a good question. DJV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen with a reminder about losing weight and keeping it off the natural way with Calotren, Calotren. Help yourself. Go to their website, toploss.com. Engage with the information that's there if you're having trouble keeping the weight off after you lost it. This is the secret to your success. Check it out. Website again, toploss.com. When you buy the product, use the DJV code for lots of discounts and free stuff. DJV code at toploss.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.